Escaping the AI flesh mind. Escaping the 666 cube AI flesh mind. How to escape the cube AI flesh mind. I'm going down the road here in this bumpy road, and I got a refrigerator in the back of the truck here. The SUV, then, yeah. So I'm kind of doing two things at once, as usual. Check this out. So how to escape the AI flesh mind. So first of all, you need to be saved. Second of all, you need to start to renew your mind. Get the new mind. The old Adam is anger, hate, revenge, self, selfishness, the flesh, the world, the pride of life. So you have to start to renew your mind. And so one way to renew your mind is become self-aware of your thoughts. I just had a call. This is important. Every time I start to talk about this, I talked about this before and I forgot to upload and I deleted it accidentally. And now I get a call come in. It blows your mind. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, so in order to renew your mind, you got to pay attention to your mind. So one of the biggest thing, so you get saved, you start to renew your mind with the scripture. And then you have to become self-aware of your thoughts, and you compare your thoughts with what's true, lovely, good report, honest, whatever. And any thought that's contrary, crucify that. Die to that. It's not even real. I want you to understand the AI flesh mind is not even real. It's a dream. To live in anger, hate, unforgiveness, bitterness, all that's not even real. It's just death. It's dead. And if anything's dead, it's not real. It's dead. You want to be alive, right? You want to be living. So what is the source code? What is the mind of Christ? The mind of Christ is source. Now, you got to have the Holy Spirit before you can do what I'm getting ready to tell you. It's very important to do what I'm getting ready to tell you. Now, if you're not born again, you're not going to be able to do it because you have no power. You got to have some power outside of yourself. The snake eating itself just keeps eating itself. The creation eats itself, you know. And she said, you won't have any power as long as the creation eats itself. You have to be eating of something outside of creation, that eternal life, that eternal word, the Logos, eating and drinking of eternal life. So you have to renew your mind, but you have to have the Holy Spirit, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So anyway, so here's what you do. It's really simple, but it's hard. It's a simple concept, but it's hard to do. And so one of the ways you do it is you got to cut off the noise. You got to get by yourself. You got to have some solitude time, because if you're always around somebody and you're always in the middle of something, you're not going to learn to do this. You got to get some solitude time to learn to do it. So if you can remember what you said yesterday, praise God, hallelujah. But if you can remember what you thought about yesterday, that's a rare thing. Most people can't even remember what they said 5 minutes ago or yesterday. But if you can remember your thoughts from yesterday or 5 minutes ago, you're on the way. So what you do is you bring every thought into captivity. And like a preacher told me one time, you can't do that, you'll drive yourself crazy. Well, if you don't do it, you'll go crazy, because you're going to be stuck in time. You're going to be stuck in the flesh mind. What happens over time, though, once you start to do this and you start to become aware of your thoughts, self-aware, it just becomes normal. It becomes habit. and actually you enjoy that more than you would a TV show or a movie. Being aware of your own thoughts is more enjoyable than watching a TV show. Because let's say somebody pulls out in front of you and tries to put you in the road rage or something. You catch yourself. Somebody tries to provoke you. You catch yourself. You provoke yourself. So what happens is it becomes a living, real-time simulation. And so as you practice being self-aware, your inner man, your thoughts and the inner man, and not only just your thoughts, but your feelings and your emotions and your will and your intellect and all that stuff. If you become aware of your thoughts, you're stepping outside yourself. And you can only do it with the mind of Christ, which is the Holy Spirit. Because to look at yourself from the outside in, how are you able to do that? The only way you're able to do that is the mind of Christ. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Sons of God. The same Spirit of God. The Spirit of God in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. So the only way you're going to be self-aware of your own thoughts. And, you know, 20 years ago, I thought that's impossible. But it's not. The reason I thought it was impossible is because I had the music on. I had rock music on. I had noise around me. I was caught up in, I didn't even know it. I thought I was separate. I was caught up in the cares of this life and didn't even know it. The more you disconnect and the more you see that everything is the now and the story repeats, you're in a Genesis 3 repeat, that God is going to take care of you. See, part of the mind of Christ is to know the overarching eternal truths and attributes of God. The attributes of God: God is a Savior. God's always taking care of you. You know all things in Christ. Jesus holds it all together. He's gathering His elect. Everything's about gathering the elect. It's encoded in the language, to gather, to get heirs. He's gathering the elect saints out of Babylon. That's what this whole process is about. And He's trying to move you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. And He's trying to move you in such a way that you choose it on your own. God don't want to force you to do anything. He wants you to do it by choice. You know, let's say you tried to force some woman to fall in love with you. You don't want that. She needs to be in love with you by her choice, you know. You can't force somebody to love you. They gotta love you by choice. And the only way they're gonna love you is communicate with them. Communication. If you don't know a person, can you love somebody you don't know? I don't think so. You can love your enemy, but it's a different kind of love. You know what I'm talking about. It's obvious that society's upside down. They see somebody pretty and say, "Oh, I'm in love," but they don't even know the person. It's a mind trick on their own self, you know, doing mind control to yourself. So what you do is you take every thought that you can, even if you can't do it with every thought, take one thought. Do it. Take one thought every hour and remember that thought that you just had. Pay attention to your thoughts. And if you can't do it, keep a piece of paper with you. This is how I started. I just wrote down stuff. Keep a piece of paper. Write it down. That's how you start. You stay aware of your thoughts, and then you compare your thoughts with the eternal Godhead. Jesus said, "I am that I am." You compare your thoughts with the mind of Christ, and if it don't line up, you change your thoughts. If you're in bitterness, you say, why am I in bitterness? So you follow your, why am I bitter? You got to be aware of if you're bitter. Are you in unforgiveness? Why am I in unforgiveness? You have to take it back to its root. Why am I in fear? Why am I mad? Why am I angry? Why am I out of, why don't I have peace? Why, you know, you start to bring every thought into captivity. And you ask why. You go to the scripture and you say, why don't I have peace, Lord? And he shows you the verses about no peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. Are you doing something you shouldn't be doing? That's why you lose peace. If you're doing something wicked, you're going to have no peace. Think about it. People, all the evil people, they think they're getting by. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. So if a person's wicked and they think that is going to bring them peace, they're actually in the Antichrist mind and don't even know it. They're doing evil thinking it's going to bring them peace. You know, people get drunk and they think getting drunk is going to make me happy. But alcohol is a depressant. The more they drink, the more depressed they become. The more they drink, the more depressed they become. And so everything in the flesh mind is counterintuitive to, the spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind, but everything they're doing is the opposite of what they really want. So in the flesh mind, they're actually destroying their self, but they think they're not. I'm going to have fun, I'm going to do this, and it's usually of the flesh, and it's the opposite of fun. This is the what I'm getting ready to say right now is one was going to upload and I deleted it accidentally. Check this out. If you tell a flesh-minded creature to walk in the spirit and walk by faith, and you're saved by faith, what are they going to try to do? A flesh creature doesn't have the spirit mind. So the flesh creature is going to say, okay, walking in the spirit, I got to do something. No, it's not your energy. It's not your power. You can't do it. The energy of the flesh does not work. The flesh creature, if you say, walk in love, walk in truth, they think it's a law. They think they have to do it by some law. No, it has to be a new heart. The flesh-minded creature is just like a caterpillar. It's all those legs, all that work. You got to do this. You got to do this. Touch not, taste not, handle not. But the spirit creature, when you say walk in the spirit, walk by faith, they say, okay, I'll just walk. I'm just resting in Jesus, walking by faith. But as soon as the flesh creature hears that and tries to do it, it becomes a religious thing. It becomes a ritual or religion. They got to try to be good. I'm going to be good. I'm going to do it in my own power, in my own strength. Well, then every time you try to do it in your own power, you fail. And this is the mystery that the Bible is pushing you towards, that you can't do it in your own power. To understand walking in the Spirit, you have to have the Spirit and you have to die. You have to give up your own power. You have no power without Christ. Without me, you can do nothing, he said. So you have no power to walk in the spirit if you're trying to do it in the energy of the flesh. You actually do the opposite because you're putting yourself back under law to follow some rule. I got to follow this rule to walk in love. I got to follow this rule to walk in spirit. It's the opposite of that. It's not rule-based living. It's just resting in Christ. Christ in you. The exchange life. Like the Campus Crusade, the exchange life. You step off the throne of your own heart, mind, will, whatever, and God gets on the throne. And then you say, Lord, whatever you want, I'm cool. I'm chilling with it. Whatever you want me to do, I'm ready. You just go with the flow. It's not rule-based living. So when you tell somebody who's a flesh creature and say, walk in the spirit, they automatically think rules because they're in the flesh. They can't, They just don't have the power. They can't even comprehend what you're saying. They think they can, but it's, they think it's religion. They think you're being religious. Oh, you're religious. No, I'm not. I'm not religious. I'm not ritualist. I'm not legalist. I just walk by faith. Believing on Jesus is not a religious thing. It's life. It's receiving. It's reciprocal. Everything's reciprocal. Give and receive. If somebody's trying to trick you out of the reciprocal agenda, then they're trying to get over on you big time. Everything's reciprocal.